255 BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223 BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow, praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Thank you for once again this awesome opportunity and privilege to be able to come boldly into your presence, come boldly to the throne of your grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. And, Father, we count that an honor and a privilege, my Father. And we're so grateful. We're so thankful, my Father. So all that you're doing, Lord, all that you have done, all that you will continue to do, Father, in your love for us. So right now, Father, we just humble ourselves under your mighty hands, and we'd ask that you would speak to our hearts in words of love and comfort so that we might feel your presence and know that you are with us, my Father. And as always, we'll be careful to give you all of the glory and the honor and the praise. Now your kingdom come and your will be done in our lives here on earth, just as it is in heaven. Now give us this day our daily bread. Here's our cup, Father. We lift it up, Father. Quench this thirstiness in our hearts and soul. Bread of heaven, feed us. Here's our cup, Father. We lift it up for you to make us whole. And as in always, we are always careful to give you all of the glory and the honor and the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Hey, as I always say when I come on this broadcast, not only is it an honor for God to summon us into his presence, but it's an honor for me to come on this radio broadcast and share with you all such distinguished men and women of the Most High God. Not just anybody, you know, and not just any men and women of the Most High God, you know, and not just a man of God or a woman of God, but a mighty man and a mighty woman of God. You know, when they get past your intellect and get down into our hearts, that's who we really are, the power that's available to us through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that we not only just go through the rituals and the ceremonies and the customs, you know, of these Bible stories, but begin to walk in the reality of it. That we really are mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. That we really do have all power, all the powers of heaven, all the powers of earth. And listen, even the power under the earth, that's death. That would make us mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. You know, everything that we lost in Adam, well, we lost all our power, all our authority, all our kingship, our territory, even the earth. Listen, boy, when you eat from the king's table, you come to realize something, boy, that all that's been restored back to you. And listen, when God created Adam in the garden, Adam wouldn't know just know anybody. Adam was a mighty man of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. When God created Adam and put him in the garden and put him on the earth and put him in the garden and fellowship with him, Adam wouldn't just know any man. Adam wasn't just no ordinary man either. Like what we know today, Adam was a mighty man of God. Because he created him in the image and likeness of God. Hallelujah. That would made him a mighty man of God. And ain't your God a mighty God? And if you come from a mighty God, then you are a mighty man of God or a mighty woman of God. You just need to hear it and hear it and hear it and hear it and hear it so that you might have faith in that. Why? Because that's what God sees. That ain't what I say, you know. I just have one school of thought. And that one school of thought, it comes from a master teacher. What? Jesus Christ. That's what he said. And boy, that was a voice that came down. You remember when Jesus met with those, him and Peter, James, and John went on the mountain of transfiguration, and he met with Moses and Elijah. And boy, a voice came down from heaven after it was almost over. And he said, boy, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him. That voice was for them disciples to hear. In time past, he said, God spoke to us through the prophet, but in these days and time, God's speaking to us himself through his son. How is God speaking to us himself? He came in the person of his son. For what purpose, God? To reveal to us who we really are. That we really are mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. So that we not only had a knowledge of that, but the understanding of that. Why? So that we can apply that knowledge effectively. And in applying the knowledge effectively, that's what man calls growth and development, man, and fulfillment of life and purpose on the earth. In all our lives, well, when we come to the knowledge of the truth of who we really are and where we really come from and why we really here and what we really can do and where are we going to end up at. And not only come to the knowledge of that, but begin to walk in the reality of that. Learn how to begin to walk in the reality of that. To learn how to crawl, then to walk, then to run. Not get weary and not faint, because you know the destination. And boy, even though you hadn't got there yet, but because you know the destination, boy, you'll run this race with faith and confidence. Knowing this, what? That everything is all right. Hallelujah. How would you feel if you knew that everything was all right? Well, more than anything in this world, boy, God wants you to know that. Why? So that you can feel that way. Why? Because everything is all right. If your life is hid in Christ, hallelujah. And your eternal destination is, boy, ruling and reigning on the earth forever and ever and ever in heaven on earth. Hey, boy, you know that's your final destination, boy, you know. Good God Almighty. If you know that the kingdom of heaven, man, that you have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness over into the kingdom of God, dear son, the kingdom of heaven, you'll stop trying to get what you already have. And you'll just start living that way. Little by little by little by little. Growing up in that. Growing up in what, Arthur? That boy, the kingdom of heaven has been restored back to you. And boy, you can come on in. Perhaps most of you just stopped at the door. I don't know. I'm just saying. And then, hey, listen. Your inheritance is not at the door. Your inheritance is through the door. Jesus didn't say, come to the door. He said, I'm the door, and nobody come to the sheepfold, to the pen of the sheep where there's green pastures, except he come through me. Perhaps most of us as Christian men just came to him. But it ain't enough just to come to him. Man, listen, that'll get you saved and wandering around the wilderness. But he didn't say there ain't God's will. God will you to enter into your inheritance. What's your promised land? But so it's not at the door. It's through the door. It's behind the door. Jesus say what? I'm the door. I'm not it. Hey, listen, but I'm the way to it. If you come any other way, you're a thief and a robber. But if you come through the door, not just to the door, where you worship at the door and everything else, and just stay around the door and worship at the door and never come through the door. Boy, into your inheritance. What inheritance, Arthur? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. Hey, listen, you know, I don't have a one message every time I come on this broadcast, you know. Sometimes, you know, I don't do like, my message is not like the ordinary message, you know. These lectures are just, listen, I don't have a one subject matter. Every time I come on this radio broadcast, you know, you know, people say, well, I got a subject and a title and all that. I don't have a one. And that's this, you know, all of the kingdom of heaven. Everything that I come on this radio broadcast that God will use me to speak into your life is a means to just one end. Boy, boy, all of the kingdom of heaven. All that heaven consists of the peace of heaven, the joy of heaven, the righteousness of heaven, the lifestyle of heaven. All that heaven consists of is your inheritance, and it's available to us right now. Hallelujah. So everything that I come on here and say is a means to that one end. That's the subject matter, what? The restoration of God's kingdom back on the earth. That's what the Bible is all about. That's the fulfillment of the Bible. From the Old Testament, man, from the beginning, from Genesis chapter 1 all the way through the end of your Bible, that's the message of the Bible, what? The restoration of God's kingdom back on the earth. The restoration of what? What kingdom? God's kingdom. What is God's kingdom? God's kingdom is the kingdom of heaven. I ain't talking about no any kingdom. I'm talking about the kingdom of heaven. Where we all trying to get to. That kingdom. That place. Well, the subject matter to God putting me on this radio broadcast, boy, to bring us band behind the veil into the very presence of the Lord, boy, to hear, man. What? The gospel of the kingdom. What kingdom? The kingdom of heaven. What's the gospel? What's the good news about it? That is available to you right now. It's within your reach. It's at hand. That's what Jesus' message was. When he began his message, I say this all the time. That's what Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, is the beginning of his message. And from that time forth, he began to preach and say, Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, repent. Hallelujah. For all of the kingdom of heaven is within your reach. That's what that hand means. If it's within your reach, that means it's among you. It's all around you. It ain't in the sweet by and by. It's in the right here and now. It's an unseen realm, but boy, it's more real than this seen realm. And Jesus Christ's message was, boy, is available to you right now. That's what I came. That's what I come to regain and restore back to you. What? God's original plan and purpose and destiny for your life. What was that, boy? We've been praying it all our lives, and perhaps I've not understood. What God has written and planned and destiny and purpose for our lives, that it be in our lives here on earth. That it do what? That it be in our lives here on earth. Where? Here on earth. How? Just like it is in heaven. I'm going to say that again. Then I pray that it get past your intellect and your five-sense reasonings, you know, and your concepts of prayer. You understand, boy, what you know. And it'll help us understand how to pray. What he say? He said, you acknowledge who he is, our Father. You don't just come on your behalf. You bring your whole everybody, your whole community, your family, your community, everybody what incorporated in this. Well, boy, where he at? He in heaven. And Father is source and sustainer. If he's our source and sustainer, and our sources and sustainers in heaven, then all our resources is in heaven. Thanks be unto God who has blessed us, Ephesians, with all spiritual blessings. Where? In heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. Where they at? They in heavenly places. What Jesus Christ come preaching, man, the heavenly places, the kingdom of heaven, that's all among you. That's available to you right now. And you can come on in too. How you come on into it, boy? You got to be born into it. This ain't no membership here. This citizenship. There's a difference. There's a difference between being a member of a church and a citizen of the kingdom. It's all right to be a member of a church, but don't just stop there. There's a going on in God. Bring your membership man and your church man on into the kingdom of God. Don't throw away the baby with the bathwater. Don't throw away. You don't have to throw away your membership man and your church and you even know your denomination. But bring all that on into the kingdom of God, into your inheritance, into what belongs to you, into what God is doing. What God is doing, boy, the restoration of his kingdom on his earth. I tell you, that's what the whole Bible is about, from Genesis chapter 1 all the way through to the end of the Bible. In the first chapter of the book of Genesis, God set it up on the earth. In the last two chapters, in Genesis chapter 3, it got messed up. It got that's the story of the fall of man. And all through the Bible, in the last two chapters, just like the first two chapters is the perfect chapters in the Bible, the last two chapters is the end, the perfect chapters in the Bible, the fulfillment of those first two chapters, Genesis 1 and 2. Revelation chapter 21 and 22 is the fulfillment of that. So everything in between, man, just from Genesis chapter 3 all the way through Revelation chapter 20 is a means to one end. What? Genesis chapter 1 and 2 and Revelation chapter 21 and 22. The first two chapters in the Bible and the last two chapters in the Bible. The first two chapters in the Bible is the will of God. The last two chapters in the Bible is the fulfillment of the will of God. When it's all said and done. And everything in between there is a means to one end, boy. That's God's will being done on his earth, just like it is in heaven. How that going to be, Arthur? The first petition he said when you pray. Don't pray for things. You don't have to pray for things, how you going to make it, and money, and clothes, and cars, and all that. We pray, but we pray amiss. You're praying for the wrong thing. That's an insult to God. The Bible says your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all those things. What did he say? Seek first the kingdom of God. What that boy? Hey, listen, here's how you pray. Lord, what? Lord, what? Let your kingdom come. That kingdom that Jesus Christ say is at hand, that's available to me, let that kingdom come in my life. That's what you ought to pray. Why? Because when your kingdom come, what's your kingdom, God? His governing influence in our lives. Impacting our lives with his will and his intent and his desire. But what part of God the boys are here establishing, man, you know, a people up on his earth that was his. That will impact this earth, man, with his will and his intent and his desire. And what his will and intent and desire is, that it be on earth just like it is in heaven. That earth be a colony of heaven. That earth, boy, that God, man, can extend the governing influence of heaven to earth. For what purpose? That it might be on earth just like it is in heaven. Why, Arthur? Because that's our kingdom function, boy. Kings expand their territory. So God ruled in the heavens, that's his territory. And can't nobody else rule there, so he created another territory, a seen realm, the universe. And in this universe that he created, boy, in ours, the third planet from the sun, boy, and our solar system, boy, a planet that he called Earth. And there, he placed the man. You say, hey, this your territory. Well, Jerry, this your domain. What you want to do, God? I want to extend man heaven to your domain. I want to be in your domain just like it is in my domain. I want to be on earth just like it is in heaven. How you going to get that done, Father? Hey, I'm going to send you. Hey, listen, you didn't fall from heaven. You came down from heaven. Just like Jesus was sent from heaven, you came down from heaven too. You were in God before the foundation of the world. Where is God? He's in heaven. So where you originated from, if you was in God before the foundation of the world, then you originated in heaven. And boy, after God, man spoke you out, man, then man came down to the earth, and he brought you down to the earth. And he said this, the heaven belonged to God, the highest heaven belonged to God, but the earth he gave to man. That's where God was saying, the heaven is my territory, boy, the earth is your territory. What's your mandate? make it on your territory just like it is in my territory. How am I going to do that, God? I ain't gonna leave that to you to do that. I got you. I'm going to give you everything that you have need of to accomplish that. How are you going to do that, God? I'm going to give you me. I'm going to give you, man. I'm going to put my life on the inside of you. I'm going to give you my Holy Spirit. I'm going to give you my ability, my authority, my power. I'm going to give you all the essence of me. I'm not going to withhold no good thing from you. I'm going to give you everything that you have need of to accomplish that. What you going to give me, God? I'm going to give you, boy, the Holy Spirit. What that is, that's the life of God, the power of God, the ability of God, the might of God. In other words, God, I'm going to put my life on the inside of your life. What's that, boy? That's the Holy Spirit. That's what, boy? That's living on the inside of you. Who is you? A spirit that comes from heaven, that's living in a physical body, that comes from the earth with a soul, an own will, the free will, you know, a mind, a will, emotion, attitude. For what purpose, Arthur? So that the Holy Spirit, so that your spirit, through your spirit, so that what? So that the Holy Spirit that comes from God, through our spirit, that come from God, can dictate to our souls, our minds, our will, our emotions, our attitude, our being. What, boy? The will of God. Who knows the mind of God, say the spirit of God? Let me say it this way. Who know your thoughts except you? The only way, man, somebody else can know your thought is when you speak it. Who knows the thoughts of God but the Holy Spirit, boy? And boy, he'll take that which is mine and show it unto you. That's what Jesus said. He will bring you in remembrance of everything that I told you. It's better for you that I go away, because boy, if I don't go away, then boy, he can't come. Boy, and if he don't come, then man, you ain't got the power. That's why he told them disciples, boy, tarry in Jerusalem until you receive power from on high. And watch this here. And you shall be a witness, not for me. That's what we've been doing. We've been witnessing for Jesus. He didn't say you're going to be a witness for me. He said you shall be a witness unto me. That's two different things. A witness for Jesus is going around me and telling what all Jesus did. That's preaching the gospel of Jesus. But please don't misunderstand me, man. I didn't say you don't have to preach that. That's wrong. It's just out of order. What do you say? That's the good news about him. And boy, that's what we've been. If we're not careful, boy, and don't understand that, boy, that's been the devil's most successful tactic against us. It's to preoccupy us with the good thing. That might not necessarily be the right thing. Listen, the gospel of Jesus Christ, that's a good thing. Like I told you, that's the door. And you can't get what I'm talking about, boy, except you know that, man, the gospel of Jesus Christ. But if you're just not careful, you can just, man, proclaim that and never talk about what's behind the door. That's why the people, man, don't come into the kingdom, because they don't know what's behind the door. They think it's in the sweet by and by, boy, so they're trying their best to make it in, man. You know, one day, I'll fly away. You know, no. God didn't say fly away. God said occupy until I come. He didn't say nothing about flying away. He didn't say nothing about climbing up on the rough side of the mountain either. He said speak to the mountain. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and plucked up and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe in those things that he say shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he say. This is not what he pray, what he say. And boy, let me tell you something. That's the devil's most successful tactic against us. Preoccupy us with good things at the expense of poverty, man, a greater thing. What's the greater thing, man? What's behind the door? What's behind the door? Your inheritance. What's your inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. That's your inheritance. That's our inheritance. And if you don't know that you are an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ Jesus, man, and if you don't know that you have an inheritance, if you just be preoccupied with the rituals and the ceremonies and traditions and having church and everything else, but don't know nothing, it don't matter you being stirred up in your emotion as long as you don't know nothing. It don't matter you being inspired, man, and excited and feel something, man, every time you go to church and hear a good message, man, that stir up your emotion. The devil don't mind that as long as you don't know nothing. As long as you don't know what's really going on. As long as you don't be filled with the knowledge of God's will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And listen to this. Boy, the knowledge of God's will, this ain't about no religion. Boy, this is about a governing system. This is about the governing system of God. That's what the kingdom of God is, the governing influence of God, not the religious influence of God, the governing influence of God over territory. Hallelujah. And boy, the devil didn't drill it down to a religious influence over territory. Boy, listen, Jesus Christ didn't come with no religion. He came with a government on his shoulder. What's a government? That's a ruling authority over a territory. What's the ruling authority over the territory that you're talking about? I'm talking about the territory of heaven. What's the ruling authority over that territory? Hey, listen, the constitution of that territory. What's the constitution of that territory? The word of God. I ain't talking about the constitution of the United States with the law that man wrote. I'm talking about the constitution more of the heavens and the earth, mission. And the relationship of God and his family upon this earth. That constitution and the laws that governs that. That's a governing system. That ain't no religion. That ain't having church like what we do. That's ruling and reigning over a territory. that's impacting the territory with the will and intent and desire, man, of the owner of the territory, of the king of the territory, impacting it with his will and his intent. And his desire. But that boy, that's a governing system. Glory to God. That ain't oh Lord. And boy, the devil, and he's not careful, but we get preoccupied, man, with religion, man. It wasn't religion, man, you know, you attempt to get all of that. And boy, what God is doing, God know that you can't reach enough yourself. So he came down, man. And brought it back to you. I told you, boy, that's what God set up in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. And in Genesis chapter 3 of your Bible, he lost that. You think what God set up, man, in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, and then what he lost in Genesis chapter 3, you think God ain't powerful enough, man, to carry out what he said and what he started off with, man, in Genesis chapter 1 and 2? That's what those scriptures in your Bible mean when you say, he who have begun a good work on the inside of you, he going to complete that. You just need to know what the work is and understand what the word, what the Bible is all about. The message of the Bible. That's why I told you, boy, I don't have but one subject matter. Every time I come on here, the subject matter to everything that I'm talking about is the restoration of God's kingdom upon his earth. The establishment of it, the loss of it, the regain of it, the restoration of it, and the reestablishment and advancement of it back up on this earth through his royal family, royal priesthood. Who are that boy? The children of the Most High God. How God gonna get that done? Through his family of sons called mankind. How are you gonna get that done through his family of sons called mankind? Not by power and nor by might, but by my spirit, said the Lord. Lord. In other words, let me say it plain and simple. This ain't what we doing for God. This is what God doing, man, in and through us by his spirit. And all he want, boy, all he need is a yielded vessel. That I'm not trying to get him in on what they doing, but to come to him, boy, and seek his face to find out what he doing. That's what David did. That's what the Bible meant when it say David was a man after God's own heart. Well, God wanted to know. We want to see God's hand. We want to see miracles and mighty works and all those things like that, you know. And that's all good and that. Who would want to see all that? But there's something far greater than that, than seeing his hand, and that's to know what's in his heart and what's in his mind. That's what David said, Lord. He was, when they say he was a man after his own heart, that word heart there mean, boy, his mind. David said, Lord, I don't want to just see your hand, you know. I want to know, boy, what caused your hand to work, to move. I want to know what's in your heart and what's in your mind and what your will is. I want to know your precepts so that the ideas, the picture ideas, the concepts that I have of you, so that they won't be wrong. So that I can come up with my own concepts, my own pictured idea, and boy, and I can articulate that, and boy, that'd be leaning on my own understanding. And David said, no, Lord, show me your precepts. That's what it means in your Bible when you say, Lord, let your kingdom come. Not what we can do for him and what we're doing for him and what he wants us to do for us and trying to live holy enough to appease him. That's religion. I ain't talking about, boy, listen, when I come on this broadcast and tell you about the God said this year, unless the Lord build a house, our labor is in vain. You know, he's talking about what we can do for him and trying to live holy to appease him. I'm talking about, boy, God who has made us righteous so that we can come boldly to the throne of his grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our times of need. Why? So that we can continue on in this journey, so that we can go on, man, to the next phrase of that prayer. Lord, let your kingdom come and let your will be done. Now give me this day, on a daily basis, everything that I have need of to accomplish that, not my will. The Bible says many are the plans in the man's heart, but it is the purpose of the Lord that's going to prevail. Not my will, Lord, but thy will be done. Not my kingdom, but thy kingdom come. Now give me everything that I have need of to help you accomplish that in my life. And that's why I say the other part comes. Now, Father, as I'm so journeying and going on and becoming who I already am, now I'm ending up doing my work now. Well, becoming. But Father, as I'm becoming who I am, hey, I still got some issues. I still got some faults. I still got some mistakes. Forgive me of all my debts as I forgive all those who, all my debtors. Forgive me of all my debts, Lord, because you love me and help me to forgive all those who trespass against me so that I can love them too. So the same love that you love me with, that I might love them with. And the same love that you have for me, that I might have for my fellow man. And Lord, boy, that's a law in the kingdom, called a law of love. Hallelujah. What are you talking about, Lord? I told you, boy, I don't have a one subject matter, man. And the subject matter to everything that I come on this radio broadcast to share with you, you know, is that. What's that, Arthur? That, Lord, what, everything I'm telling you about, man, that's available to us, and that's available to us right now. That what, man? That, boy, we can walk on out of darkness into the marvelous light. That as Jesus is, so are we. That everything that God sent him down to this earth and he displayed up on his earth and he showed up on his earth and all the mighty things that he did and his walk up on his earth and who he is and how mighty he is and how powerful he is, boy, is a means to one end. Lord, God manifested him in the earth like that and all his power and all his splendor for one reason. What? To show you. To show me. To show us. To show us who we really are. And where we really come from, and why we really here, and what we really can do, and where we really going to end up in. Well, he's the answer to mankind's age-old questions. What's that? Who are you? You want to know who you are, boy? Hey, see yourself, boy, the way God see you, boy, just like Jesus. Who you are, boy, who is that? That's the Son of the Most High God. Who you are, boy, just like him. Who? The Son of the Most High God. You know, in those genealogies, man, we're saying so-and-so was the son of so-and-so, and so-and-so was the son of so-and-so, and so-and-so was the son of so-and-so. If you trace all the way back, and say, and Seth was the son of Adam, and Adam was the son of God. Glory to God. What Jesus Christ come to show you, boy, that he show you. Hey, what inspired God to create Adam? Jesus, before he was a man. The boy, God come, Jesus come to display to you and show you, boy, you, who you are. Who is Jesus? That's the Son of the Most High God. What did the old boy say, man, in Matthew chapter 16 when Jesus asked him, who do men say that I am? And they thought saying, you're a prophet this and you're a prophet that. Jesus said, no, that's coming from the religion. He said, who do you say that I am? And boy, and Peter got a revelation from God, and Peter said this, thou art the Christ. So you got to understand what he's saying there. He said, you are the reigning king. That's what the word Christ means, reigning king. Who are you? You are the reigning king, the Son of the Most High God. Who? A reigning king, the Son of the Most High God. Jesus said, flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you, baby. You didn't learn that, man, through sense knowledge. Only way you can know that, boy, my Father in heaven got to reveal that to you. And the only way you can reveal that to you, that's revelation knowledge there, is by the Holy Spirit. And he said, upon that rock, upon that governing influence, what's that, boy, revelation knowledge? I'm going to build my church. And the gates of hell, that's death, won't even be able to prevail against it. Death won't stop it. It's an everlasting kingdom. And of it there shall be no end. Glory to God. What he did, boy, he come proclaiming there, boy, boy, who you are. Who are you, boy, just like him? Who is he? He's the Son of the Most High God. To show you what, who you are. You the Son of the Most High God, too. Listen, where he come from? He came down from the Father. He came down from the Father. He came down from the Father. He came from, where's the Father? Our Father, which art in heaven. He came from heaven. Just like you. You came from heaven, too. The devil don't want you to know the answer. See, you came from heaven, too. You were originated. Where did Jesus originated at? In heaven. In heavenly places, but in the presence of the Lord, in his domain, in his territory. What is called the kingdom of heaven? That's an unseen realm. That's beyond this universe. That's God's territory, brother, all the unseen realm. And the universe and everything else that's created was created by that. Came from there. But that territory. What territory is that, boy? That's God's territory. What is it called? It's called the kingdom of heaven. What God designed and intended, boy, to extend the governing influence of that, the governing influence, not no religion, rituals and ceremonies and customs and rites and to extend the governing and the governing influence of his territory. What's his territory? The kingdom of heaven, what? To a territory that he created for us. Our territory. But what part of the other story, it might be in our territory just like it is in his territory. That's why Jesus came down from heaven. That's why he came. He came, boy, to reestablish God's territory back up on the earth. Why God brought up to the earth? To establish his territory on the earth. To establish his governing influence in our territory here on the earth. Why are you here? where we come from? The same way where Jesus came from. Came from God, which are in him. Why he came here? He came, man, with a government on his shoulder to reestablish, man, to reestablish God's kingdom back on the earth. I told you the theme of the whole Bible. The Old Testament is the reestablishment of God's kingdom on the earth. The New Testament is that kingdom has been reestablished. The Old Testament is the means to it being reestablished on the earth. The New Testament is, hey, you know, the means have been fulfilled, and it is established back up on the earth. And we got to be translated. Well, how come, man, you know, what's the deal with that boy being hid in religion? It's been hid in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why? Because that's all we've been preached, like I stated earlier. the good news about Jesus when that's going on. The good news about Jesus, again, that's the door. But God wants us to come past the door all the way into the very presence of the Most High God and get all, get everything that he intended for us to have. What he intended for us to have? What Jesus, all of the kingdom of him. So why Jesus came to this earth? To reestablish God's kingdom upon the earth. Why God brought us down to the earth? To establish God's kingdom upon the earth. We lost it in Adam. Jesus Christ come, got it back for us. Regain of it. Regained it. Purchased it back. That's the mess. That's what redemption, that's the redemptive message of the Bible. That's the regain of the kingdom. That's the good news about Jesus, man. How he came, how he was born of a woman, and all the things he did and everything else, you know, and how he hung, bled, and died, and how he rose from the grave, man, with all power. That's the redemptive message of God. That's the regain of the kingdom that we lost in Adam in Genesis chapter 3. What he did, he came and redeemed our life from that destruction, what, the loss of that kingdom. Redeemed it. Purchased it back for us, got it back for us, regained it, what we lost. And not only did he regain it, how did he regain it, boy? When he rose from the grave, that's why you hear the story of Easter now. We made it as a tradition and a ritual and a ceremony. And it's just an Easter story, man, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Well, you don't understand what that really is. But, boy, when he rose from the grave, man, he rose well with all power. Power in heaven, all the power of heaven. Power on the earth, that's the power that God gave Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, dominion over the earth, authority and power and control and influence over the earth to manage this earth, to subdue this earth, to make this earth with the power that they needed to accomplish there. They gave that dominion to the devil. Jesus Christ come, took it back, boy. That was what's going on Saturday. So, you know about what happened on Friday. That's Good Friday, how he died. You know how on Sunday morning he rose from the grave, but you don't know what happened on, you don't understand what was going down on Saturday. What went down on Saturday, boy? Let me tell you something. That's when he really got up. Boy, when he got up, he slung off principalities and powers and rules of darkness and demons and devils and everything else. And boy, he went straight to the devil, man, and made a show of him openly in front of all his demon cohorts. How he made a show of him, boy? He took the keys of death, hell, and the grave, man, from the devil, man, and then rose from the dead, from the grave, man. What he did, boy, he destroyed the works of the devil. He defeated the work of the devil. He broke the devil's power and authority that Adam gave him over our lives here on this earth and over our territory of the earth. Boy, he stripped him of all that authority and power and dominion that Adam gave him, man. And then he rose from the grave, man. And he rose from the grave and said, now all power. Was there all the powers of hell, all the powers on earth that Adam lost, and even all the powers under the earth? What that? Even power over your greatest enemy. What's your greatest enemy? Death. Power over death. Hallelujah. They say here, and I give it back to you. When he rose from the grave with all power, that's the regain of the kingdom. That's when he regained the kingdom. And stood on the bow of the universe and say, now all power is given unto me. Now he got the kingdom back. Now he stripped the devil of all his authority and power and dominion over our lives that Adam gave him, that he had over our lives through sin and death, man. Then gave it, man, back to us. That's not only the regain of the kingdom, but he restored it back to those, the original ones who God desired for it to be for. That's his offspring. That's his son. That's his children. That's his royal family. To us. Everything that we lost in Adam. He restored. He not only regained it. He not only got it back, but he restored it back to us. That's the restoration message. That's the message that I come on this broadcast, man, every Saturday, man, live, boy, to let you know, man, about that. What, boy? The restoration of the kingdom of God, boy, on this earth. I told you I don't have but one subject matter. There's many aspects of it. Most times I'm just scattering the seeds, man, and coming back and putting a little water on the seed, man, but I don't have but one subject matter. And every time I come on this radio broadcast, man, you know, hey, I come on here to speak to you, man, from the abundance of my heart. The Bible say this, man, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. And the man from the good treasure that's in his heart are bringing forth good things. So what I do, I just come on here, man, and just be, I guess the children call it freestyling. You know, I just open up my mouth. Boy, from the abundance of my heart, then my mouth speaking. The Bible says a good man from the treasure of his heart will bring forth good things. But, yeah, boy, what's in your heart, Arthur, boy? The restoration, the message of the Bible. What the message of the Bible is? About a king. It's about man, his kingdom. What king you talking about? I'm talking about God, the king of kings. That's the king that I'm talking about. The creator of the universe, Elohim. What's the kingdom you're talking about? I ain't talking about any kingdom. I ain't talking about the kingdom of this earth. I'm talking about, boy, God's kingdom. What's God's kingdom? That's the kingdom of him. That's the place where everybody want to go to, everybody trying to get to, everybody hope that when they die, that's where they get to. What the Bible is about is about the king. Who is that almighty God, a father God? It's about his territory, what? The kingdom of him. It's about his children, his royal family. It's about, boy, the expansion of his kingdom, what, heaven, to a territory. But that's the expansion of God's kingdom. That's in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, when God, man, created the heaven and the earth and set up his kingdom on the earth. Genesis chapter 3, that's the loss of the kingdom. Genesis chapter 3 all the way through Malachi, boy, is God's means to regain the kingdom that he lost. God's mean. This ain't what mankind doing. It's what God doing. Matthew's boy is the from the New Testament boy is the regain of the kingdom that was lost. What was the Old Testament all about? God's plan, man, and God's moving down through time, boy, for the regain of his kingdom. What did the New Testament begin? Hey, boy, the regain of God's kingdom and the reestablishment of God's kingdom back up on this earth. That's the message of the Bible. That's why I say, boy, I don't have everything I come on here and talk about, you want to know the subject to it, you know, is there. That's the subject to every time I come on here and God bring me on here, that's the subject matter to everything that I say. What's the subject matter? That all of the kingdom of heaven, all that heaven consists of, not any kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, that's your inheritance, that belonged to you, that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. You know what the Bible says in Matthew chapter 12? It gives the Father great pleasure to restore and give us, boy, what was ours before the foundation of the world. The Father is pleased to give us the kingdom. That would please him more than anything. Because in that kingdom that he established upon the earth, boy, hey, listen, he wasn't having church like what we know it, boy. He was walking and talking with his mankind in the cool of the day, unbroken fellowship. No sin, no none of that. Just walking and talking, just becoming. Just working, just completing the work that God gave them to do. See, work is different from a job. When God gave, that first thing God gave a man is a job. He didn't give him no job. He gave him work to do. What's work become? Become what? Become what I say. What do you say? Be in my image and be in my likeness and have dominion over the earth and replenish it and subdue it and make it on your territory just like it is in my territory. Then the Bible says, then God blessed them. In other words, boy, he empowered us with everything that we have needed us to accomplish that upon the earth. At the end of the Bible, the last two chapters of the Bible, Revelation, is the climax of everything, boy. The Bible says, boy, behold, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Revelation chapter 20 say the devil, the Antichrist, the false prophets, and all that were cast into the lake of fire. In other words, boy, it's all over. The devil and his co-angels and all his, everything cast into the lake of fire. Eternal damnation. No more sin, no more nothing. Then it said, behold, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. And I saw the holy city, Listen, I don't know ever want to tell you you ain't going to go to hell. I'm telling you that ain't your final destination. You're coming back to abhor the earth, even if God had to create a new one. And you're going to rule and reign on the earth forever and ever and ever. It ain't going to be on earth just like it is in hell forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. That's the destination. And when you know that that's the destination, when you know that you know that you know that that's the destination, then, man, listen, you can know that everything is all right. And you can know that no matter what you might face in this earth and what you might face in this life, boy, if you know, boy, where you're going to end up at, man, then, boy, you can face every adversity, eyeball to eyeball and face to face, and let it know, boy, that great is he that's in us than he that's in this world, that he who have begun a good work on the inside of us, that he going to complete that thing, boy. And all you do, boy, is just start charting your course toward that destination. Well, working now. I ain't talking about your job. I'm talking about, boy, what God gave you to do. Well, become it. Become it. Be there. How often? Not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, said the Lord. How is God going to get that done? By his spirit. What he need to get that done through? He need his royal family. He can't do his boy without his raw family. He need us. What he need us for, boy? Let me tell you something. When Jesus Christ, and I close with this. When Jesus Christ came up on the earth, boy, about, what the Bible is about? A king, a kingdom, his raw family, his expansion of his kingdom of heaven to earth, the loss of his kingdom in Genesis chapter 3, the means to the regaining of that kingdom. Genesis chapter 3 all the way through Malachi, the regain of that kingdom, boy, the New Testament, the restoration of that kingdom, you know, the restoring of it back up on the earth, and then, boy, the climax of it. What's that, boy? Not only the restoration of it back on the earth, but the reestablishment and expansion of it on the earth. What's that, boy? That's the mission of the church. That's who we are as a church. God didn't create us, man, to be a religious organization. He created us, man, to be ambassadors of Christ and ambassadors of the kingdom, to represent Christ and to represent this kingdom upon the earth. I told you, boy, when you want to see who you are and who we really are and what we really can do and what the deal really is and where it all going to be and the end result, you look at the life of Christ and you'll see your life. You see the destination. Where is he at? He's seated at the right hand of the Most High God with all power, with all might, with all dominion. That's the destination. What I'm talking about, that's where you're going to end up at, in the presence of the Lord forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Hey, what did he do? What he came on his earth to do to establish that on the earth? You want to know who you are and why you're here? It's the same reason why Jesus was here. I told you, if you want to know our lives and our destination, all you got to do is look at Jesus. You want to know where you come from, all you got to do is know where he come from. You want to know who you are, all you got to do is, man, see who he is. Who he is, that's the Son of God. Where he come from? Come from him. What he come to the earth to do, boy, to reestablish the government and influence of heaven back on the earth. What he went about doing? He went about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed to the devil. But before he did that, he went and preached the kingdom of God to the people. And not only did he preach the kingdom of God to the people, but he healed all manner of sickness and disease. Glory to God. That when, man, after he preached, boy, the gospel of the kingdom to the people. What he did, boy, he preached the good news of the restoration of that kingdom to the people. And the Bible says he healed all manner of sickness and disease. What he come to show us what we can do. What he did, he went about doing good and destroying the works of the devil. He cast out devils and opened blind eyes and unstopped deaf ears and caused the lame to walk and the dead to talk and the dead to be raised to life again. What he said? He said, the work that I do, you shall do it also. He didn't only say you can, he said you shall do also. He said, as I am, so are you. You want to know who we are? You see him. Because he's just like the Father. They say, show us the Father. Jesus said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And what, why is that important? Because the Father created you in his image and his likeness. Why? Because you can see you. So when you see Jesus, you see the Father. When you see the Father, you see you. So what are you doing up on the earth? He was going about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed of the devil. What he was doing, boy? He was casting, I ain't talking about just physically. I'm talking about spiritual blind eyes and spiritual deaf ears and spiritual lame legs and those who are dead and trespassing in sin, saving the lost and healing men of sin. Spirit first. Soul, that's your mind, your emotions, your will, your attitude and all that, and physically. That more than men, more so than physical. We want to see it the physical. And that's a good thing. There ain't no bad thing, but boy, if you want to see more of the physical, boy, you need to see more of the spiritual. But that's where it takes place at, man, from the inside out. What that is, boy, that's the gospel of the kingdom. Hey, man, let me just close in saying this here. Hey, listen, he said, the work that I do, shall you do also? What he did, he went about doing good and healing all who was oppressed of the devil. I'm reminded of something that Jesus did. I think it was a centurion or somebody who had sent word and told Jesus, he said, Lord, come to my house, man, that my servant, man, is sick and that he might be saved, you know. I don't know if he was a servant or his son. I can't remember one. But anyway, he said, he done good. He loved us. He built a temple for us and everything else, man. He said, he's worthy to that's the centurion. He's worthy for you to do this thing for him. And Jesus said, okay, I'll go. And when he was going, man, the centurion sent out messages. When he was almost there, he sent out messages, boy, and he said to Jesus, he said, hey, listen, trouble not the master to come into my house. He said, that's why I didn't go to you myself, because I ain't worthy enough to come into your presence. He said, for you to even come into my presence. But just send the word, glory to God. And I know that my servant shall be healed, for I'm a man that have authority. I tell my servant to do this, and they do this, and I'm a man under authority. Those over me tell me to do this, and I have to do that. He said, and I recognize that you are a man of authority, too. So you don't even have to come into my house. Just send the word. Glory to God. And boy, God, the man went home, boy, and let me tell you something, God, and Jesus, he didn't even have to go to his house. And when he got there, he remembered, boy, that asking what time the servant began to be here. And we told him that he remembered that it was the same hour, boy, when Jesus told him, go, thy servant be here. What? He told him, boy, your faith has made you whole. They say, I ain't seen so great a faith in all of Egypt, in all of the church, in all of religion. Well, with that, boy, he sent his word, the Bible says, and his word healed us of all our wounds, spirit, soul, and body. So I take this opportunity right now, boy, to send the word of God into your life. All of those who are listening and under the sound of my voice, and I decree and declare that by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. Even though our bodies might be afflicted and by sickness and disease and germs and malfunction and everything else, nevertheless, boy, he sent his word, and his word healed us of all our wounds. And just like Jesus sent the word, man, to the centurion house, then I send the word to your house. That whatever sickness, whatever disease, whatever germ, virus, malfunction that touches our bodies, boy, I curse the life in it at the root. And I command us to rise and be healed, to take up our beds and walk, to be healed in the name of Jesus. I curse the life that's every cancer or cell, every bacteria, every malfunction, and I can say every sickness and disease, and I take authority over it in the mighty name of Jesus. And I cancel its assignment over our lives. And I decree and declare that the kingdom of God has come in our lives and that God's will is being done in our lives here on earth. Here in our lives, here on earth, just like it is in heaven. Therefore, I take authority over every sickness and disease that's represented, boy, in this hour, in this time right now, boy, to those of you under the sound of my voice, and I send the word of God that by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. And so shall it be, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hey, listen, and so God sent his word, the Bible says, and his word healed us. And all we had to do, this is all we had to do. All we had to do is believe. That's it. What you mean believe? Well, that's where it started. All you got to do is believe the gospel. Jesus said, boy, those who believe on, what's the will of the Father? That you believe on him who he sent. Who he sent? He sent Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. To not only redeem our life from destruction, but, boy, to restore back to us everything that we lost any atom. What we lost in the atom, we lost our sovereignty, our complete rule, our domain. We lost our identity. What if we lost, boy, our kingdom? We lost our territory, the earth. Now, what we got back in Jesus, everything that we lost has been restored back to us. And here's God.